Heart. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
What is heart? Heart is running through a return man when the game is on the line. Heart is giving everything you have in practice, day after day. Heart is finding the strength to run down the field one more time when you can barely breathe. The heart in me pumps Husker Red.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Five Heart Podcast, brought to you by Coronation and hosted on JitteryMonkey.com, part of the Jittery Monkey family of podcasts. I am Greg Mahochko. I am one half of your broadcast team, and I'm joined once again, or hashtag as always. No, don't hashtag that. That makes no sense. By my good friend, longtime friend, fellow Husker fan and broadcast buddy, Mr. Brian Toll. And Brian, we didn't have an episode last week because after National Signing Day, you went into hibernation for a few days and tried to recover because it was a busy day.
Well, let's just be honest with the people. My stomach, what the hell?
I wasn't even going to be like that. I was just going to be like, Brian was tired. We pushed recording back from Thursday to Friday in the anticipation that you were going to want to catch up on sleep after signing day. And then it got to be Friday, and you're like, I don't feel great. And I'm like, I could go to sleep now. So,
well, you know what happened is Brian skipped a meal Friday morning.
Uh-oh.
And then Brian tried to make up for it. And Brian should have made up the way he made up for it.
Do I ask? Because I don't know if I know all these details. So should I ask, or should I just take you at your word?
No, it's tummy troubles.
Tummy troubles. You want to know a fun story? I was in the
tummy troubles. Nothing. Not.
Go ahead.
What's that?
No. You first.
No, I was gonna say it was nothing that sitting down and counting the tiles in your bathroom for the fourth time in a row can't fix.
Fair enough.
So.
Did you find any broken tiles?
I mean, I did not. I mean, that actually kind of surprised me.
So,
and
go ahead.
I found broken tiles in the shower because I was looking in there, going, "Okay, we got any big ones? Yeah, I got one broken here. One probably needs a little epoxy there." But then I'm like, "That means I have to clean it." And God, no. Is there anything worse than cleaning the shower before you work in the shower?
Nope. But that's because I don't work on showers. I pay people.
Cleaning the toilet before you work on the toilet.
I'm not a doer. I'm more of a payer to get it done, which, you know, now that we're not making as much money, I'm having to be more of a doer. But I'm not a particularly handyman type of, you know, Mr. Fix-It around the house.
I don't mind being doers every once in a while. I mean, if I think it's simple, I'll do it.
Sure.
But if it's something that like requires like electricity in the house, no.
Fun story. Now,
I do not need to touch wires.
You got to go back to 2009 for this one when my wife and I bought our first house, and we were replacing a light fixture. Okay, so the people, I got to get this out of the way. It'll make more sense. The people who owned that house before us were big outdoorsy hunter type folk, and they had a couple of custom ceiling fan / light fixtures that had antler decorations, like actual antlers on them. And we looked at our realtor at the time. We're like, we gotta change that out, right? She says, oh, don't worry, they're gonna take those with them. It's like, thank God. And they just put simple
nope.
What?
They didn't take them, or they didn't take them and just put the most generic Walmart $16.
Yeah, that's absolutely what it was. It wasn't even a ceiling fan anymore. It was just a little light fixture. So I did a little bit of electrical work and took the light down. We had a ceiling fan purchased, and I climbed the ladder and was putting it, you know, mounting it at installing it. I'm trying to find the right word that it's not going to make Ryan and Pat over at the Big Red Cobcast giggle. But went and put it on. And there's a very important thing you need to learn about doing electrical work. And that is, if it's the middle of the day and you have natural light coming in, it's okay to turn the breaker off.
Oh, Greg, no.
I got zapped with
low
level voltage, and I felt it, and I said, I'm going to get that right. So, long story short, is I was in my stubborn ways, and I got it done anyway. But I think, if I recall correctly, and you know, with the electricity that shot through my body, I don't know if I did or not, but I'm pretty sure I went and flipped the breaker after that. So, that's that story. But I'm not a handy individual. I would, because especially around the house, I look at resale value, and I also know that I'm probably not the best, smartest person for the job. And if I want to get maximum dollars out of the house, you know, down the road, then I want it done right. So
I'm better on my car than I am the house recently, you know, honest goodness.
Here's a funny story.
I'm better on my car fixes.
I'm a car salesman. I don't know jack squat about what's going on underneath the hood. I don't.
Come on.
I'm serious.
Greg.
You know what? This is my selling strategy. And I've told this to people. I've told this to potential employers. Probably why I didn't get those jobs. I say, you know what? For me, it's not about product knowledge. It's about people knowledge. And I excel. I'm saying, well, no, I excel based on, you know, I'm a successful salesman based on what I learned growing up in my house and just how to treat people, you know, be respectful, show kindness, honesty, things like that, than product knowledge. Don't come up here. Don't come up to me asking me, you know, random towing capacities on a truck, because I'll have to look it up. But by golly, I'll greet you and I'll smile and I'll shake your hand and I'll be honest with you.
Well, fair enough.
I mean, but different strokes for different folks.
Speaking of shaking your hand and being honest with you, it was resigning day. Segue.
I like how you moseyed on into that, Brian.
Well,
let's.
I get it right once a year.
I'll tell you what. As always, you knocked it out of the park with your signing day coverage. Tip of the hat to you. And I'm not saying that just because you're my friend and because you're on the podcast and because we both work for the same website, coronation.com, obviously. I'm just saying that because your content is great content. It's quick. It's accurate. And I mean, you know, you're ready to go. You start your signing day very early and you end it very late.
Did you hear the story from the Comcast about how I started this day?
Nope. I haven't listened to that yet.
I don't ask Greg, I don't sleep.
What?
Okay. I simply don't. If I sleep, there's something wrong.
You're a bit of an insomniac.
I am a bit of an insomniac. So, you know, Tuesday night before signing day, I just decided, you know, I'm gonna just screw it, I'm just gonna be up, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, I go to bed at 11 o'clock and I budgeted myself 5:15.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was 5:10 and I hit the snooze and I'll get out of bed at 5:17, use the bathroom.
Because as we learned,
the computer on, we're good to go.
As we learned a couple weeks ago, the recruits can start sending in their faxes at you believed it was 7 o'clock their local time?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. So that would get you up 6 o'clock central. You'd be there ready to go for all the East Coast kids. Continue.
Sure. So every once in, there's a little bit of Murphy's Law in my house. That is, if I have to set my alarm clock, my pets don't give a rat's ass.
Sounds okay.
Because and Greg knows this. At 2 o'clock, my dog decided he needed to go out.
How would I know that? I've never stayed at your house.
Well, he barks loud. Okay. And he's 15 years old, so of course, I don't think it's loud as everybody else's. Oh my God, he's fucking screaming. Why? You know. So we let him out. Well, let him back in. 5 minutes later, he's down in the hallway where the pet's water is, because we share the water with the dogs and the cats, because I'm not that eccentric. You know. The water was out.
Mm-hmm.
And he let us know with barking and barking and barking.
Dick.
Yeah, well, life goes on. So, not feeling like filling up a 3-gallon jug of water that moment, I figured I could wait till the morning. I just take a big old 32-ounce cup out of the cupboard, fill it with water, put it in, c'est la vie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he drinks it all 5 minutes later. And as I'm dozing off, he barks again.
Dick.
And I'm like, mother son of a bitch. All right. I looked at the wife and said, bless her heart, she took the day off. She always takes the signing day off for me.
Aww.
Since we had the kid, and I go, it's your turn. So she goes, fills it up again, and he stops drinking. And you're like, okay, cool. Well, 3:30 comes around.
I'm guessing all that water has to go somewhere.
It's got to go somewhere, doesn't it? Fuck. And you're finally, gets to the point where you put him in, and all of a sudden, you know, you've been woken up enough times that you try to go lay down, you try to go to sleep, and all of a sudden and this happens to everybody, and they say they're not, they're lying. You're not old enough yet. You're up, and you're just like, fuck it, I'm up.
Here's the thing, and maybe I fall into that I'm not old enough category or what, I don't know. I'm a damn good sleeper. I have slept through thunderstorms, which is not a big deal. We used to live next to an interstate, and I'd, you know, sleep through, you know, semis going past. I slept through a quote-unquote earthquake back in 08. I sleep through alarms. I'm real good at that. I've slept through my son, you know, fussing, screaming. I can sleep through my dogs barking. In a time or two, I've even slept through the wife's occasional attempt to get me to wake up. That's the part that makes me the most sad of that entire list. So I'm a damn good sleeper, and a little too good. I could, yeah. You know, the alarm goes off, I hit snooze, and sometimes I don't hit snooze, I accidentally turn my alarm off, and then I wake up, and it's 40 minutes down the road, and I sit up and have that we overslept.
Oh, shit moment.
Exactly like from Home Alone, where, you know, after the power goes out, and they sit up, and they're like, we overslept! Oh, shit! You know, type of thing. So I do that not often, but enough. I'm just a damn good sleeper. I'll wake up and I'll like sit up, and then I'll just roll over and go back to sleep. I don't do a whole lot exceptionally well, but when it comes to sleeping, I'm the man.
See, I'm the type of guy that wakes up 5 minutes all the time before the alarm.
Nope.
And I just want to stab everything because the alarm set for 8:30. I wake up, it's 8:24. I look at the clock and I'm like, I fucking hate myself. I hate myself. Yeah, it's been that way ever since high school. Like, the alarm says 6:15.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up at 6:10. It's like, God damn it. And of course, then I'm like, okay, I got 5 more minutes. Just close your eyes. 6:12. Oh, my God. You're going to sleep through it. What time is it? Oh.
Again.
Like, why? But anyway, enough about my sleep pattern, you know. 20 kids. Nebraska didn't sign as many as they wanted, which can be a blessing and a curse, because then it leaves room for those 5 hearts that Greg loves to be put on scholarship. It does leave room for grad transfers if you want to attain 1 or 2.
Who would, and I don't even know if you've, because there's so, I assume there's so many out there, but I mean, do you keep up with grad transfers and who?
I don't at this time, and the reason being I say that because there's just so many weird spots they can line up. The most I've heard, and it's this kid out of Kentucky, and you'd have to look him up. He was their leading receiver last year, and he wanted to go to an offense that's going to pass a little more. And what's ironic is, you know, Nebraska lost a kid. It was about 3 years ago. His name's T.V. Williams.
Mm-hmm. We lost a few kids to, and a recruiter, heck of a recruiter to Kentucky.
Yeah, Vince Merrill.
Yeah.
But we lost a kid named T.V. Williams out of McKinney High in really northeast Dallas-Fort Worth. And the reason he picked this is Bo's last summer. And the reason he picked Nebraska over Kentucky over Nebraska because Kentucky was getting his OC. Mike Stoops was basically the OC at Texas Tech. So he was basically going to air raid. Well, TV actually left last summer. I can't remember where he went to. I'd have to look it up. It seems like Kentucky's going more to a running attack, which is kind of interesting how we were losing, receiver recruits to him. So I can't remember the guy's name. You'd be able to look it up. He was Kentucky's leading yardage gainer last year. I feel they're prepared for that, but it's a good question. I just don't think Nebraska's, it's got to be a good fit for Nebraska. It's got to be a kid, especially like wide receiver or, you can even say running back that's going to contribute for Nebraska immediately. A guy like that would. There's no reason to take a quarterback grad transfer when there's going to be such a dogfight between kids.
Would it be would it be a Jeff Badet?
Jeff Badet, yes. Badet, yes. Okay. Yes, thank you.
He had 31 receptions for 670 yards, average of 21.6 yards per catch. Longest was a 72-yard touchdown, and he had 4 total touchdowns. So, there was a kid who had more receptions, more touchdowns, but not as many yards, and I guess that's the metric that they go by, or perhaps it's an average that they go by to determine, who's the quote-unquote best.
I would say, and he would be, it's such a wide-open thing, a wide receiver right now, that he would probably be very welcome for a year to especially smooth out, recruiting for the 18 class and such. It wouldn't be the worst segue because, thanks Jameer Calvin, here's what I'll say. One final thing about Jameer Calvin. He's flaky, and guys like that tend to be, not work out. But the funny thing is Nebraska still would have taken his commitment. Nebraska still would have let him come onto campus and try to play. Would he have worked out? I don't know.
Because the talent was there. That's a kid that that's a kid you'd rather have on campus than not and hope for the best. But, it is what it is.
It would have been like Grimm, possibly, I guess. But at the same time, you really kind of, you really hope you. If it's one of those things that if it works out, you want to be the school that it works out with.
Mm-hmm.
So any questions you have? My little grammar Nazi.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
For those that don't know, whenever we have something to run that's like breaking or it's got to go up on the site immediately, the very first person I ask to proofread my stuff,
this guy
is Greg.
And it's not that I'm a grammar Nazi.
You're a grammar Nazi.
It's just that there's a right way and a wrong way.
There's a Greg way and a wrong way.
That's it. Implies that my way is the right way, and I have no arguments to that. Okay.
Folks, I cheat and I use a grammar software.
Yeah, but.
And he gets mad at me because I do.
I mean, I don't care, really.
You care, buddy.
It's just that. I mean, we perpetuate ignorance in our society. Great example, and then we'll move on. A buddy of mine is an English teacher, and this was back in 07, 08, something like that. We're sitting around hanging out at his house one night, and he's grading some papers, like one-page papers, high school English teacher. And I said, let me look at some of those just to see. Essentially, I was just being nosy to see how smart and or dumb the kids were. And somebody handed in for a grade a paper with what I can only identify as text shorthand. Like, instead of saying, I'm going to, or they were going to, It was Gonna, G-O-N-N-A. And instead of writing out words, they were using, like, the letter U instead of Y-O-U. And I looked at that, and I cringed, and I handed it back, and I said, fail every fucking one of them. And he didn't listen to me. These kids now are working somewhere. And since it's long enough ago, they could be teaching somewhere. These kids could be teaching your kids.
They're taking your order at Sonic for your sweet tea and spinning it because they remember you.
They wouldn't know me. Like I said, this was at his house, and I don't drink sweet tea, so it's all good. Sweet teas. I mean, I'm not a tea guy. Anyway.
Moving on.
A complete rundown of and putting the bow on the 2017 recruiting class through National Signing Day. Check out this week's episode of the Big Red Cobcast, which we will include on the post for this. We'll make sure that you can see that at coronation.com and jitterymonkey.com as well.
Let's move on. They call me names, the bastards.
They call you, well, Ryan calls you one name in particular that we know just grates on your nerves.
Fucking prick.
Dude, they're funny guys, though. I enjoy their
they
stuff.
They are. It's just dick.
And they have Wistrom Wednesdays, which actually eventually led to an interview with Grant Wistrom, which was great. So I think now we should have Sue Saturdays, and then, you know, in a year or so, we'll be able to get Ndamukong Sue on the show.
Let me know when that works out for you. I'll be there.
I would imagine, because this is our show, and he would be a guest on our show.
Well, okay.
So, I mean, I don't know. What other? Where else could we go with that? Alex Henry Thursdays just doesn't make any sense.
Terrell Farley Fridays.
All right, Tommy Frazier right. Fridays.
Man, if you get Tommy Frazier on the show, let me know, because I'd either make him laugh his ass off or he'd hang up on us in 30 seconds.
What about Tommy Armstrong Tuesdays?
Tommy Armstrong's going to try to be a receiver. You think that's going to work?
I'll tell you what. I think he's athletic enough, but yeah, there's just something about Nebraska quarterbacks in the NFL that they just don't work. So maybe like a P.O.B. or a Tristan Gebbia or a Tanner Lee is going to be what changes that. I don't know. I think
it'd be safety. You know,
the Armstrong.
Yeah,
I think he could be successful in that he has spent so long being a quarterback and being able. I think he'd be good at reading quarterback's eyes. I think he has good athletic ability. Obviously.
Brian Westbrook 2.0.
Ooh.
But I don't know if he sticks. I think Nebraska's. Here's one. Who gets drafted for Nebraska?
Westerkamp.
He's going to the Patriots because, you know,
they
it
like
makes
their,
perfect fucking sense.
They like their white, undersized slot receivers.
I think Dylan Utter get drafted, you think?
I don't think so. I don't.
You know?
I don't think so. I mean, you're the center. You're the anchor of the offensive line, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
And the offensive line was shit. And I know it wasn't necessarily his fault, but at some point he's got to pull those guys together and have a come-to-Jesus meeting that I don't think ever happened. I honestly would say that Brandon Riley has a better shot of being drafted than Utter.
Shut the fuck. Really?
I think so.
Brandon was too injured.
But
I'm not gonna say this about Utter, I'll say this. Dylan would play hurt a lot of times.
But there's a difference. I mean, there's a difference between playing hurt and playing injured, or being hurt and being injured, which is obvious. Everybody knows that. And if you're a skills position guy, and you, I mean, I feel like I'm making an excuse that makes it sound like I'm disparaging linemen. I'm not, because, shit, as we know, as we have seen, games are won and lost in the trenches. That's an old cliche. I've been using that for 14 years. But you can hide it and mask it a little bit more, I think, when you're an offensive lineman. If you don't have a good first step, or if you don't have, you know, an ability to run your route, then that's where you're hurting. I mean, that injury is going to show up quite a bit more from that skill position spot. You cannot take away what Brandon Riley did in the time that he was healthy.
Yeah, but he wasn't that healthy.
I mean, he might be made of glass, but when the glass is intact, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Banderas.
No.
Shut the fuck up. Seriously?
I think he gets an undrafted free agent contract, and I think it happens that weekend, but I don't think he's drafted.
Man. I think Jerry gets drafted, but I think it's a lot later than we think it's going to be.
I think Seathan Carter gets drafted.
Yeah, I can see Seathan getting drafted. The unfortunate thing is he only has like a year and a half of real decent film.
Sure. What about Newby? I could see him being a rookie camp pickup, or you know, somebody who's, because he's kind of a, I don't want to say he's a diamond in the rough. I'm not saying that he's a diamond, but he could use some polishing, some honing to his game, and then I think he could do very well.
I can see him being in a camp invite somewhere. It'll be interesting to see how many Nebraska kids are in the NFL combine list comes out Monday.
I was going to say, I feel like the combine itself is coming up pretty quick. So,
yeah, as the combine list officially comes out the 13th, I know Seaton's on it, and that's the only one I know about.
I'm sure
there's other players for Nebraska. But
I'll say this, and it's not a preface since I'm saying it after the fact, but my judgments might be skewed by the fact that I am drinking, so take that with a grain of salt.
Well,
I don't know. I think Bando could be good. I mean, he'd be a steal for somebody.
He's one of those guys that you just stick in the middle.
You're an ass. You didn't even pick up on my joke at all.
No, I didn't.
I said he'd be a steal.
That's just like riding a bike. Anyway.
God, it took you way too long. I've got to hear.
Weird.
I've got 4.5 seconds went by. You dick.
Anyway.
Okay. Anyway, continue.
4-3 out guy. Just stick him in the middle. Somebody comes across the middle, you tackle him.
Seems, you know, plays easy enough.
He made the basic tackles well.
He was, if I remember correctly, he was team leader in tackle. What about Nate Gary? There's a name we didn't mention.
I think the problem with Nate is he would have been second, third round. But I think the whole no going to class and basically, let's face it, he retroactively kind of quit on his team.
Do you think that after he, you know, saw, I don't say writing on the wall as in like, but perhaps when would you have, you know, speculate that that happened? Would you say it was after the Ohio State loss? I think he was still very much in it and involved.
I say actually Iowa loss.
So you think he really,
because up to the Iowa game, Nebraska had a chance to still go to Indianapolis.
Sure, but how much of class was left? If you think that's Thanksgiving weekend, what they have about 2 weeks of class?
They have 3 weeks of class, but okay,
three, okay.
You know, if I remember right, it was Sipple who found out how many classes he was taking.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking two.
Jeez.
Two.
And he just decided not to show up to two classes.
Two classes. You know? And it was his second suspension of the year. Remember, he was suspended for Fresno State.
I remember that, yeah, because of targeting helmet, and you can say what you want about the enforcement.
No, no, it wasn't targeting. Was not targeting.
Oh, no, no, yeah, that's right, because that was the UCLA game.
That was the first half.
Yeah.
The first half of the UCLA game. It was totally something different, and nobody ever said knew what it was.
Right.
Brandon Riley was suspended, but that was for a DUI charge. Okay. The second time a captain missed a game for this team. Okay, a captain. Remember, this kind of makes it a little different. It's somebody voted by your peers to be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who started, who begged and moaned to be starter all 4 years. Okay. And, well, is what it is. You know.
Meanwhile, Tommy, the quarterback, the four-year starting quarterback, was not a captain.
Not a captain, but pretty much ripped an entire hamstring to try to play against Iowa.
Right. So, yeah, I forgot about that other, you know, the Fresno suspension or the reasoning behind the Fresno suspension. So I don't know. I don't think it drops him out of the draft. I think it drops him from Friday to late Saturday.
Money. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I still think he'll get picked up because the NFL is a different beast. You know, they don't care. I mean, they don't have to worry about grades. You know,
they don't have to worry about grades, but you have to worry about guys like going to team meetings, studying playbooks.
Right, but I don't think there was ever any indication that, you know, for at least that we know about, that said that, you know, he wasn't doing the football stuff. He just wasn't doing the classroom stuff.
Well, it's part of the gig, isn't it?
Oh, sure, yeah. If you're a student, quote unquote student athlete, yeah.
No.
No, I'm not. Like I said, I'm not. It cost him a bunch of money. It cost his team. I think it hurt his reputation or legacy in the eyes of the fans, for sure.
Probably cost him his degree.
Oh, sure. Although he can always come back and finish that.
Yeah, but point being.
No, I understand completely.
You know, and granted, he's from a town where he'll probably be known a letter jacket. And I say this not to sound like a condescending dick, I'm just being honest, and you're a small town guy, you know. A guy that makes it that big.
Yep.
Okay. He's going to be known no matter what.
He's going to come back and have a car dealership or a real estate agency or something.
Or get a free job. Or get not a free job. Easier job. You know?
I mean,
be the spokesman for somebody's Tasty Freeze hot dog vending.
I was going to say, it's South Dakota, so he might be, you know, for somebody's John Deere dealership or something. But here's the thing. The X's and O's wise, the kid's a phenomenal football player. So he could have himself, you know, at the end of the day or at the end of his career, he could have a long and, you know, as they say, storied career. But I think, yeah, I mean, just the way he ended his career at Nebraska, Lee is – I don't even want to say bittersweet. It left a very sour taste in the, you know, mouths of Husker fans, and you know that could be a strained relationship for a long time.
Yeah, we also say that Randy Gregory wasn't going to get drafted because of the weed, and look at that. Look at us now.
Yeah, but look at him. How many times was he suspended?
So, too many.
Yeah, I mean, as a Cowboy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, too many.
Yeah.
But, you know, and let's be honest. You live in this town, the way the 53-man's roster is treated when you're a Cowboy, ain't hard.
Yeah, I believe
at all. So
probably like living in Lincoln or Tuscaloosa or Columbus or Ann Arbor, you know, anything like that.
Maybe Lincoln. I don't know about Lincoln. Tuscaloosa, it sounds like it's a little fun there, so. All right, draft. We can talk more of the draft later.
Yeah, we'll get closer. Let's touch briefly on
No Nebraska ball this weekend. Well, which is probably a blessing.
Well, did we want to talk about the Thursday night debacle?
No.
And actually, if you think about it, we'll talk about it at least briefly here. It wasn't bad. I mean, they it wasn't bad from the standpoint of playing the way they did. They probably shouldn't have been in the game, but. But, you know, it had 22, 23 turnovers when it was all said and done. The thing that kept them in the game was the defense and the rebounding by Ed Morrow. And, by God, if we could just hit some free throws, we'd have a lot more marks in that win column. But I mean, you go back to the Iowa game that should not have – the first Iowa game, the one that they won. No. Did they? No, they lost that Iowa game.
They won the first Iowa game because it was in double overtime at Lincoln.
Right. But that was one that you didn't have to necessarily send to overtime. And there have been other games since then where free throws are
Ohio
bad.
Ohio State.
Yeah. And
Rutgers.
And you look at, you know, this,
you know,
winnable game last night.
It always ends up being where this team plays, you know, level with whoever they're playing with. In you know, I guess my beef is this. You know, when you sit there and say that Nebraska should be better and they're young. Yeah, they're young and they played a tough schedule. And yes, I buy all that. And Andrew White fucked him in the end. And I get that. But there has to be something where, you know, nobody's upset that they played the number 7 team to the final possession. Nobody's upset by that.
No.
But I think what happens is you see this game so much, and it doesn't matter who they're playing. You're playing an Ohio State team that should, you know, might be an NIT team. You're playing a Rutgers team that was in the scraping the ass of the Big Ten barrel when they beat us. And they're still scraping the ass of the Big Ten barrel. It's 10 Miles, save the 1 year that he went to the NCAA tournament, has not finished higher than 10th in the Big Ten Conference. He's 9 games below 500. We ran Doc Sadler out for less. They did. They ran Doc Sadler's ass out for less. Okay? And I don't want to hear, you know, and everybody says, well, they have a young team and he should have another year. And I'm not saying he shouldn't. In the whole grand scheme of things, I don't think you should fire 10 Miles to fire 10 Miles because you're impatient. But what I'm saying is this. Tim's got to show something. Tim has got to show something. He's got to show the ability to, you know, are they growing? Yeah, they're growing, you know. I mean, somebody from Omaha told us that as soon as we put a Tyronn Lue banner up, we'd get 5 stars and win every goddamn game and go to the NCAA tournament. That hasn't happened yet, and it kind of upsets me. But, you know, besides the point that, I think, you know, every year you hear, well, next year, wait another year, they're young. How many times do you give somebody that's going to go into the end of year 5 into year 6, how many times do you have to say that about them? That's what everybody's bugging about. Nobody's upset about the Wisconsin game. Yeah, it kind of sucked, but at the same time, you know, Wisconsin didn't play well, but Nebraska played well enough to be there to win. But guess what? They played well enough to win, but not win against Gardner-Webb. They played well enough to not to win against Rutgers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is the same team that beat Maryland on the road. You know, you
same
figure
team
it out.
That beat
let me
Indiana
know.
On the road. Same team that beat Purdue.
Indiana's not. I wouldn't say Indiana's great, but I get your point.
Right, but they were looking for their third straight win over a ranked opponent. Of course, the other ones being Indiana and Purdue. And again, they had the vault was. I thought the crowd was in it. You know, for the most part,
eventually you want to see results.
Sure.
Okay. And sometimes you get tired of hearing next year. And I get Andrew screwed him over. I get the team young. I get Morrow was hurt, and that's kind of a big deal. But these guys are in games. They beat Purdue without Ed Morrow, who pretty much they needed to beat. You know, they needed Morrow to beat Purdue, and they didn't have him. They beat him. Okay, so I guess my question is this: you know, when is this year? You know, it's the perpetual.
Cubs.
It's like being a goddamn Cubs fan, you know. When is this next year become this year? You know, last year it became this year for the Cubs.
Right.
You know? When is it this year for Nebraska? Well, I mean the goal this year was NIT. The goal last year was NIT. So what's the goal next year? NIT? And if you don't get it, well, the goal next year can be NIT and we're still young. Okay, saying this in the March, I buy that. Guess what? Come January, February next year, when it says again, you know, patience is a virtue, sure, but, you know, and I kind of, I'll kind of put it to like a Bo Pelini thing, you know. We're all patients. We're all, you know, we're all patient. Oh, next year, next year, next year. How many times can you say next year and, you know, feel better about saying it?
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe I'm just a bitter asshole. I don't know, but and I don't think Tim's doing a bad job. I really don't, because I think because the place sells out. You know, he's getting talent. It's really good, but gotta win, man.
Here's the thing too, when you're, you know, talent is getting better, you know, over a year, 9 times out of 10, everybody else's talent is getting better over the year as well. So I'm interested to see how things go in the Big Ten tournament. We're not that far away from it, and we'll see, because as this team has shown, they have the ability to make some noise. They just got to do it at the right time. This is me being super optimistic. I think last night could have been the start of something, because again, they did take the number 7 team in the country to overtime and to lose, and lose in the way they did. They lost by a point or two in overtime to Wisconsin, which is, you know, they've got one of the better players in the country in Hap, and so I think that last night's game could be the start of something good. Maybe they'll go on a run. Maybe they'll build a little confidence and then take the Big Ten tournament by storm and open some eyes and maybe get some respect, get some attention, and do something with it. That's all I can hope for.
And when at the end of the year, when it's the same song and dance it was last year, I think that's what people point out. You know, hey, they're 13-18. Cool. Guess what? Last year they were 13-18. Year before that they were, you know, 15-17, something like that. You know, I mean, everybody wants to be optimistic, but and I get that the journey is different, but you know, your win loss record ends up being the same. You know, it's kind of changed a little bit. You know, and like I said, does he deserve to be fired this year? No, probably not, unless absolutely everybody decides to leave, and then well, maybe we'll entertain it, but. You know, the other thing is you hear is, well, who would come here? Well, you know what? If you're getting a lot of good recruits here to Lincoln, Nebraska because of the Hendricks Center and Pinnacle Bank Arena, then yeah, coaches are going to come just as well, because guess what? There's money to be involved.
Sure.
You know, so.
That's all. We've talked a little recruiting. We've talked about the draft. We've talked some Nebraska ball.
And we talked about poop. So I think we're good.
Yeah. We talked about that as well. And there was a lot of that, folks, that you didn't catch because we had that on the pre-show. It's there. As I'm talking now, I haven't deleted it. But I'm going to delete it, so I apologize.
That's mean. All right.
Brian, is always good catching up with you, and we'll do it again next week. Folks, if you like the show, tell your friends about it. Make sure you throw us a like on Facebook, 5 Heart Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at @5HeartPodcast, and maybe throw us a question if there's something that you want a topic you want us to talk about, or a question that you have.
You can tell the people you hate about us. Listen to these chumps, and guess what? They'll listen. That's cool.
Tell the people you hate
about us.
Yeah, tell everybody.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
See. All right, I'm done. I got more beer to drink, and I've got to produce this now. It's 10 o'clock. It's 10 You're freaking old. O'clock, and I'm You're past old. My bedtime.
Okay.
All right. Until next time, as always, 5 Heart, all the heart you need. Go Big Red.
Bye-bye.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.